yes, he's our wild thing, and no doubt would have enjoyed a fantastic game last night. With more on that, joining me, one of our NRL Nation commentators, Mark Spud Carroll, is on the line. Morning, Mark.
Morning, Richard, with a bit of a spring in the step.
Fantastic game, wasn't it?
Sorry, it was probably the best game I've seen in 5 years.
Yeah.
Low scoring, brutal, desperation, you know, drama, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, it was absolutely fantastic. Mark has emailed in. Hey, Richard, have you people from New South Wales not realised that we Queenslanders let you win last night? If we won all the time, people would lose interest, wouldn't they? Have a good day. Yeah, thanks for that one, Mark.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a great advertisement for the game last night. It really was a terrific game. Now, just on the subject of, the Storm apparently keen to, open to releasing Jason Ross effective immediately from his coaching duties to allow him to team up with Parramatta. What are you hearing on that one? Do you think he will go automatically to the Eels?
Well, if it does happen, I don't think he's leaving the bridge burnt over there at Melbourne. He's stayed there for many years. I think Craig Bellamy's probably disappointed that he can't retire. That's the thing. I'm sure he probably thought Jason was going to take the reins, but
yeah.
Me personally, I'll let him go. I've only got 6 weeks to go. Parramatta are dead last. Moses has got to be now out for the rest of the year. I'd be, as a coach, I'd go and put him in cotton wool, say, mate, done your job this year. We'll see in a few months.
Yeah. A lot of discussion about Will Kennedy from Cronulla, that accidental, you know, the ref basically stopped in front of him. He couldn't avoid hitting him, but he has been suspended now, and a lot of people arced up about that. But the rules are the rules. Do you agree?
I know the rules are the rules. They protect the species. Well, they should be. They're the referee running our game. But the thing is, mate, what do you do as a player? If someone pulls a handbrake on you and you hit him up the backside, which he did.
Yeah.
There was no malice. He got up straight away and played on, that being the ref. And he got the week, so that's rugby league, mate.
Yeah, that is rugby league. The rules are the rules. All righty. The one game tomorrow night, because of state of origin, the Raiders and the Warriors. Joel Cain, Brett Camorley, Tim Manor calling the game. Both sides rested following the bye, and obviously both need a win in order to have any chance of getting up the ladder a bit. Zach Hoskins, didn't he have a great game last night?
Yeah, no, he's going well. The thing is, I think with the with Barnett, he'll want to play, he'll have energy.
Yep.
So I think the Raiders, myself down there, mate, they're due for a win down there. Seriously, it's going to be freezing.
Yes.
And I think Raiders.
Yeah, I'm going Raiders too. There you go. I'll let you get in first with your selection. I'm still ahead of you, mate. Okay. Yes, I am. Yeah.
Okay.
Three games on Saturday. The early game at Gosford, the Rabbitohs taking on the Tigers, and the Bunnies obviously hoping to bounce back following the loss to the Dolphins. Cam Murray is back from Origin, and the Tigers have well and truly hit rock bottom following another hiding at the hands of the Sharkies. I'm going with the Rabbitohs.
Yeah, I think Rabbitohs by plenty. I'm actually, my mode of transport to Gosford from where I live, I'm actually calling Israel's Cup game. I'm going up there on my jet ski.
So oh, really? Okay.
Instead of it take me an hour and a half to get there, Richard, I'll do it in 30. And no speed cameras.
Yeah, right. Okay. The 5:30 game on Saturday, it's here in Newcastle at McDonald Jones Stadium. Newcastle obviously desperate to get back in the winner's circle following a pretty embarrassing loss to your Manly last week. You tailed us up there. But I'm a Knights man through and through. I'm going for the Knights to beat the Broncos on Saturday.
Oh, man, we're desperation. Broncos. I'm going Broncos.
Yeah, well, we haven't beaten Brisbane for about 3 years, I think. So time for a change.
Before.
Ah, poo. Righto. The late game Saturday down in Melbourne at Amy Park. Storm take on Roosters. This should be an absolute fantastic game. Both sides rested following the bye round and are coming off big wins the week before. Nick Meaney back on deck from injury. Harry Grant named a backup from Origin. Chooks have named all their Origin stars, and Joseph Swalehi, he returns from that four-game suspension, and Victor Radley's back from concussion. But I'm going with the ladder leaders. I'm going with Melbourne.
Well, I'll go into, I'm in the chase-up mode, as I said, I'm like a greyhound chasing the rabbits. Have you looked at just the sheet of what players have got at the Roosters? It's quite amazing. I think they'll aim up down there against Melbourne.
Yeah, all righty. Should be a great game. Sunday, three games on Sunday. The 2 o'clock game at Bluebet. Panthers, boy, all the Panthers players played well last night, taking on the Dolphins. Another great clash. Penrith coming off the bye, boosted with the return of Nathan Cleary. That should make a huge difference to them. I'm going to go with the home team, the Panthers.
Yeah, hard to beat at home. This is where they start turning the screws. They've got through State of Origin, no injuries. We've got a chase.
Okay, the telly game, 4 o'clock on Sunday, back to Four Pines Park. Your Manly team played well last week, unfortunately beating Manly. You're taking on the Titans. Manly's Origin star's been named a backup. Hasler back to his old stomping ground, looking to get one over his old club. Who do you like here? Obviously your team, Manly?
Yeah, I'll go Manly. Home ground advantage. They've been getting full crowds every game. The weather should be great. Yes, there's his old side. But I think the boys will aim up.
Yeah, I'm going Manly too. There was a great atmosphere watching that game last week, and I dare say there will be another full house there on Sunday. The final game, round 20 of the NRL, it's at Country Bank Stadium up in Townsville. The Cowboys take on the Bulldogs, both sides fresh from the bye round, and both sitting in the top eight. North Queensland Origin stars have been named, I think, in the reserves, and Crichton's back for the Bulldogs. I'm going to stick with the Bulldogs.
Well, home ground advantage. As we said, with the North Queensland, they've actually still got two byes up their sleeves. So I just think with their Origin players, especially the Queensland guys, they'd be dirty how they played. So we'll see the best out of the Cowboys.
All right, you're going the Cowboys. All right, good luck. Yeah. Good calling over the weekend. Look, any thoughts on who the 14th immortal should be? Will be named at the late next month. Any thoughts on who you reckon it should be?
Richard, they keep changing the rules. I just think we need to put players there who sort of set the foundations. I think something like Ronnie Coote or one of my favourite players that was being Brett Kennywell's at Parramatta.
Yeah, all right, mate. Good to talk to you. Good calling over the weekend, mate. We'll catch up next Thursday.
See you, mate.
Mark Spud Carroll, one of our NRL Nation commentators, and the two games we're covering tomorrow night's game from GIO Stadium down in Canberra, where it's going to be cold. Raiders take on the Warriors. And the other game we're calling, you can hear all the action from 7:30 Saturday from a cracker from Melbourne, the Storm Roosters clash with Mark Braybrook, Scotty Sattler and Tim McCulloch. Plenty of rugby right here. And we're also a big AFL double on Saturday covering the St Kilda West Coast Eagles game, and that'll be followed by the Mighty Hawks taking on the Mighty Magpies, Collingwood. Plenty of football right here on the weekend.